Good morning and welcome to the teleconference GetNinjas to discuss the results on the second quarter 2023. Here in this session, we have Eduardo Letelier, CEO and Investor Relationship, and Lucas Arruda, CFO. In this point, all the participants are connected like listeners, and later on, we open up the floor for Q&A session, and then we give you further instructions. We would like to inform that this teleconference is being recorded and simultaneously translated. Before starting, we would like to clarify that the declarations here during this teleconference about the business perspective, estimate, and operational financial goals are based on beliefs of the board of directors of GetNinjas and also the current information available. Future considerations are not guarantee of performance because they bring risks, uncertainties, and premise because they are future events and the future unforeseeable. General economic conditions, industry connections, and other operational factors may affect the results of the company, bringing results that are materially different from the ones expressed in future considerations. I would like to pass the floor to GetNinjas. Eduardo, please, the floor is yours. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much. Eduardo Letelier, CEO and founder of GetNinjas, in this teleconference of results. I'd like to start my presentation with a summary and my main message. For the first time after the IPO, net income 1.5 million compared to a loss of 8.8 million the previous year and a loss of 2.1 million in the last quarter. Gross revenue in this quarter grew by 19% compared the previous year, and it was stable compared to the first quarter, and also 25% increase on gross margin. Positive result came from operational improvements, combining the increase in revenues with the reduction of expenses. Cash flow burn reduced by 66% from 41 million second quarter 2021 and second quarter 2022 to 14 million between the second quarter 2022 and now the current quarter 2023. The focus for 2023 continues to be accelerating growth, maintaining efficiency in marketing, generating cash by increasing process efficiency and improving the platform for the customer and the professional. As we always mention, on Brazil, available in more 4,000 cities, more than 5 million professionals in the national territory, 5 million professionals, and more than 4 million categories. We receive 4 million requests per year. If you are here for the first time, our model is very simple. The client requests a service, the professionals receive this request, professionals pay to give a quote to the customer, and then the customer chooses the professional. The main highlights of this quarter, the clients requested 1 million requests, a reduction of 13% compared to the previous year. In this quarter, we focus more on the quality of requests, the ones that were more meaningful to the professionals. These requests with the higher ticket, and the professional would pay more. I'm going to show you later the evolution we had in the revenue of requests. We reached 5 million registered professionals. Our growth was 14% compared to the previous year, and 173,000 active professionals, a little bit lower than the previous year. There was the request reduction. Net revenue 15.9 million, gross profit and the growth of 19%. Gross profit grew 25%, showing that increase of revenue was followed by an improvement on efficiency and cost reduction. And the main highlight, net profit 1.5 million compared to a loss of 8.8 million last year. Reducing also cash burn, 1.2 million this quarter compared to 5.8 million last year and 2.2 million last quarter. I'd like to highlight that this quarter we restructured the company. We disconnected some employees, and this restructure have brought an impact on the cash flow, the payment of provisions, and then we had a cash burn, although the net profit was present. All these dismissals are parts of the provision. They do not affect a profit, but they affect cash. And a positive assessment from the users, reflecting Reclame Aqui, one of the biggest score of marketplace in Brazil. Google Play Store for Pro and Cli, Apple Store for Pro and Cli, also compared to different other marketplaces. It's something so hard to please both ends, and we can have this in the company with the score that is very high. Now page six, reducing 22% the marketing investments, impacting directly the volume of customers. And we are working to improve this efficiency, improving our CPA, our cost per acquisition, not only improving the cost per acquisition on clients, also bring more interesting customers to the professionals. And in this quarter, as I mentioned before, customers made 1 million service requests. Every quarter, the most relevant category in the platform is still home renovation, the electrician, plumber, the subcategories by categories, followed by tech, home services, and the others that are more spread. We keep our clients' requirements aligned, flat. 57% of the clients repeat their requests. This number is still aligned with the previous semesters. And our professional base is growing up to 5 million. And the active professionals was reduced compared to last year. But we are going to show that bringing more revenue per professional, more revenue per client as well. Now I'd like to pass the floor to Lucas Arruda, our CFO, so he can comment more operational figures. Thank you so much, Edu. Good morning. It's a great pleasure to be here with you. Page 10, now we can see gross revenue division and the evolution. We have talked about this evolution of 19%. There was an accelerate increase selling leads so the professionals can contact the client, and a reduction operation that's positive. It means that the professional buy this package of coins when they do not use, they expire as the other models like airplane miles. So we have less expiration, the professionals are using these coins better, they are using better. So we see a positive evolution on the size of revenue and its composition, an improvement, 19% compared to the previous year, aligned to what we had in the previous quarter. And here an important aspect, the volume of requests dropped. What about this increase of revenue? Where does it come from? And the evolution of the revenue per request, It's important to say that this increase is not the price, but the volume, as Edu mentioned, better quality requests. So here we can see one example to say, when a painter buys, a request is different if they paint the house, an apartment, or painting a small service, something in a short period of time. So this request has a higher value to the professional, so it's more profitable. We try to see services that are higher in relevance, generating more revenue to the professionals. A service of an electrician or a plumber for a big job has higher value, higher price than put up furniture. So we are working the quality of requests, also selling these requests better. Not all the requests that you receive we can sell. Sometimes we do not have demand and we distribute this request so the client can receive the service, but we see better requests and distribute them better, helping us to generate higher revenue on the same amount of requests. Observing net revenue is aligned to gross revenue growth. So we see the evolution of gross profit, 25%, our margin improved, 88 to 93%. And this improvement is coming from the costs that are composed of operational activities on system, cloud system, and we process all this information. We improve negotiation, a positive effect in the variation of exchange rate, and also operational efficiency. This volume is helping us to have a lower process volume, cost of activation of SMS reduced, so a better quality in this volume, a lower volume, helping the gross profit, and we see better margins. Observing commercial and marketing expenses, our marketing investments, we are in the same trend as the previous quarter, a reduction compared to the second quarter last year, 22% reduction, the volume of investment. And it's important to say, even with 22% reduction, the volume of requests that received just decreased 13%. So we see efficiency, a higher reduction of value, but the drops in volume is not proportional. That's what we are working to direct these investments more, seeking better combinations, regions, and categories to bring more return on investments. And we see a positive evolution. Next slide 14, we see the evolution of this investment, a period that was accelerated in 2021. We are working since the end of 21, the beginning of 22. We are in a different level in 2023. And this metric is very interesting. Page 15, we see market efficiency, observing the revenue minus costs, removing marketing expenses to see the contribution margin. What was the contribution margin of what we bring to the company, removing costs and marketing expenses. The first semester of every year, we see a positive evolution. Observing 2021, the calculation of this margin first semester was negative. We lost 4 million. The investment was very accelerated, but it did not bring the proportional revenue. We worked that in 2021. We have positive revenue then, margin almost 7 million. But this semester, 2023, we can have the double of the margin that we had in 22, reaching almost 14 million reais on gross margin. This result is very interesting because we are keeping the level of revenue with better profit. This is a point to be highlighted when we talk about investments efficiency. We have clear evidence of efficiency gain. Another aspect that we have been working hard are the general and administrative expenses. The main component of these expenses is the team, the staff that we have people. We adjust this structure with a reduction compared to the first quarter and the second quarter, a reduction of over 1 million. We are going to show more the adjust on staff, but we see a positive balance already. The second quarter, there are some effects on dismissal. There was something under the provision, but in general, the result is part of the quarter. It was in May. Part of the quarter, we have the full staff and other impacts of this dismissal. So what we see the third quarter, the payroll is clean, lean with better basis to see what we have as the recurrent expense. If we compare the same period last year we had non-recurrent expenses that we are going to show you and compare EBITDA, but these non-recurrent effects, consulting project, they ended in the second quarter 22. So we see big variation compared to the last year. This impact is 3 million reais. So this reduction for the second quarter 22 was longer payroll and non-recurring effects that we have aligned for the second quarter 2023. And here we see the evolution of structure. As I meant, we have 148 for the second quarter. The variation is 92 people. We try to optimize here and structure in a way that we do not sacrifice the projects and development that we're having to build up a future. Hard adjust, but we keep this development, keeping the structure and keep on building new functionalities that we are going to show in the following quarters. The volume of people that we have dedicated in tech and product is very high. We have 40%, 37%, but there has come a point in time, one person more or less, the level changes, but it's 40% that is high volume, and we are investing and bringing this improvement to our solution. Observing results, EBITDA, we see the adjusted EBITDA and explain this number. Basically, EBITDA that we have, we adjust with stock plan, stock option plan, and non-recurring expenses that were relevant second quarter, there do not exist. The adjusted EBITDA is cleaner compared to last year. It's in the same comparison we are talking about. Minus 5 million second quarter 23, removing, for example, non-recurring expenses, the EBITDA was minus 12 million last year. So it was a meaningful evolution, less than half, fruits of efficiency, operational adjust that we are doing. And here, when we compare last year and the evolution of this quarter and the previous quarter, the evolution is modest, but we are moving towards the improvement. Edu has commented this one for the first time since the IPO. We bring a quarter with a positive result, comparing what we had last year, an improvement more than 10 million reais. A loss of almost 9 million last year. A profit is 1.5 for this year. The evolution was positive though. But if we have a closer comparison, the first quarter this year, that we have a structure that is similar and relevant, moving out from a loss and to a profit of 1.5. The financial result of this quarter, we are talking about more than 8 million. That is 2% above the result that we had in 2022. And you say the financial result is helping us. Yes, it is, but it's improved compared to 22 and 23 is more of the result of operations and efficiency gain than only financial result. The first quarter, we had the impacts that affected the market. So we have a relevant aspect, but the first quarter, that was underneath, and this result of 8.3 million is what we have as the best reference and current for the next quarters. And here we see the evolution of net profit, positive trend. There was the second quarter that was more challenging, 22, And here we show the first quarter with a positive result. And to close the financial analysis, here we have the evolution of cash with lower burn in this quarter and in the accrual of the last 12 months from a burn of 41 million reais second quarter 21 and 22, reduced 66% in million reais, and a positive perspective, removing this non-recurring effect and evolution. We believe that in a near future, we are going to be a company that generates cash. We rely on it. This is the analysis, second quarter. We have one more topic that Edu will bring. Edu, thank you so much. We are taking up to vote a proposal of capital reduction. What does it mean? This quarter for the net profit, 1.5 million. And we believe that in the following quarters, there is the possibility, a positive possibility of providing profit. And it's interesting for the company to reduce social capital. And what does it mean? We are going to incorporate all the losses up to now, reducing our social capital. In this operation, there is no financial movement. It's just accounting purposes. And we do not lose fiscal benefit that the company might have with these losses, the accrual losses. And this operation helps. So our social capital, 395 million, reduced to 97 after the approval. It goes to 298. Why? So when we go for this operation, the profit that the company had for the next quarters could be used to repurchase stocks or pay dividends. If we do not do this operation, we need to profit 97 million. So we could use this profit for these two objectives. So it's a choice that the company buys. We have not defined what we are going to do for the future profit. If you are going to use in the operation, if you are going to distribute, if you're going to purchase stocks, but we increase the range of possibilities when we have this operation without cost for the company, without losses for the company. This operation needs to be approved in the meetings. It was published yesterday, and that is this time period to be appreciated and evaluated as management. We do believe that that is the best choice for the company. And we are open, of course, to the market to discuss any comments that you have about this. And we have the attention points. In the final page, the most relevant, and there is no losses on the benefit, fiscal benefit, in the accrual loss. The accounting operation, without changes in the distribution of values right now, no impact on cash, no impact in the tax benefit of the company. That's it. On our side, and then we open up the floor for Q&A session. We are going to start now the Q&A session for investors and analysts. If you wish to place a question, please send a message on Q&A with your name, company, and your question. Please wait while we collect all the questions. Our first question is from Julio Coelho, Lapan Capital. Good morning, gentlemen, and congratulations on the historical result. Do you have the optimal number of staff for the company? Good morning, Julio. Thank you so much for the question. We understand that the level that we currently have is proper. We adjust and then we keep development and new projects for the future. We keep on working to evolve the platform without loss in the operational activities. It is a new structure that we are working. If there is a different evolution, accelerated growth, we can rethink about it. And it's a proper structure moving for the next quarters. If you want to place your question, you can use the Q&A box with your name, company, and your question. Next question is Mr. Marcelo Santos, JP Morgan. Which are the main initiatives taking to better quality of requests? And in the end, you can generate more revenue per request. And the second question, the growth acceleration of the company focusing in 2023, is it coming from higher monetization or do you estimate a reacceleration of requests and active professional? Just correcting a detail in his question, Marcelo is asking better quality of requests, not higher quantity. So Marcelo, we are continuously improving our forms to capture requests. We have questions more adherent to clients, and with this, we can understand better the client's demand. And the professionals, when they understand their request better, they understand if that request is the best for them. So they are willing to pay a value that is a little bit higher. A relevant part of the request comes from paid marketing. And this marketing, we are constantly calibrating like a sniper to bring these requests in the regions and cities, and the quality that we need, that the professionals prefer. And then we can have higher number of requests met by one or two, three professionals, bringing a higher revenue per request. There are different policies. When a request does not sell and we have zero revenue, we give a discount to sell it. This discount needs to be calibrated, otherwise we waste money. If it's well calibrated, we can have it better, we can fit it better. So it's a mix of better quality on requests, less waste of bringing requests in regions that is saturated already, and the price is more optimized of all these requests. And the second question, if I may say something on top of that, I believe there is an important point that we are more and more focused in this granular vision. We have business team observing categories and regions, deep diving our understanding, our knowledge, to observe combinations, to know what is the combination, region and category that we need more requests, and the ones that we do not need requests anymore. A granular point of view that we have in the platform helping to calibrate requests, letting some requests go because they were not interesting, is a work that our team is doing, calibrating offers, prices, distribution. These are the adjustments we are doing in the last quarters, and we see the result and the effect. The numbers really show this improvement in the monetization of requests and results. This is the effect of the work. And the second question, if our growth comes from higher monetization or higher amount of requests. And we believe that there is room to improve monetization and bring services that are more adherent to the professional, of course, always seeking ways to bring quantity and quality in, but to choose one to focus on for this year, improving monetization would bring better experience to customer and professionals, bringing also lower costs on marketing, better monetization, and we do believe that's the way the company is heading for putting all the efforts. This we did in this quarter, dropping the request, even though it was our best quarter. This strategy is correct though. So if you want to place a question, please use Q&A box with your name, company, and your question. We are collecting all the questions, please wait. Next question is Mr. Marcelo Santos, JP Morgan. Are there relevant expenses on dismissal fringe benefits? What is the amount? Marcelo, Lucas here. These expenses is 1.2, 1.4 million reais. That's what we saw in the second quarter. We do not expect it in the next quarters, but that's the impact that we felt in this quarter. If you want to place your question using Q&A box with your name, company's name, and your question. Please wait, we are collecting all the questions. We do not have questions. Q&A session is closed. We would like to pass the floor to Mr. Eduardo for his final considerations of the company. Thank you so much for your attendance, your participation in our meeting. We had a quarter that made us proud of all this work. We are going to repeat this in the next quarters. Thank you so much, Getty Ninjas Group, for a very difficult moment. We are restructuring the company. We need to let go of amazing people, but this movement was necessary to be here today so we can have this company with financial solidity. Thank you so much, all the ninjas, the current ones, the ones that best to this company, helping the company to be here today. Thank you so much for your trust. Hugs, bye-bye, see you. The teleconference of Get Ninja is closed. We thank you so much for your participation. Have you all a great day.